Jack Del Rio is the coach of the Raiders. We had him on not long ago. I don't know where the Raiders are playing in the next 24 months, but we got into this discussion a couple days ago where the Raiders were great, and then they had about a 10, 11-year run where it was a little chaotic, and they were hiring and firing. And something has happened about 3-4 years ago, and with McKenzie and Jack Del Rio and Derek Carr, I feel like the Raiders are drafting better. They're finding 6- and 7-round players. And Jack Del Rio, the Raiders head coach, joins us. When you're living in the belly now, the beast, right, with the Raiders, my perspective is, Jack, the optics are the chaos is gone. You've been in this league long enough. You've been with winning teams, teams that have struggled. What do the Raiders feel like to you inside the building right now in 2016?
Yeah, well, we're a team that's going about its business the way you should, and that gives us a chance. So I've been a lifelong Raider fan, and I'm proud to be here, you know, leading this franchise. And I know, you know, Reggie and I believe in big physical guys, and the Raiders have always been known for physical play, and you know, we're bringing that back. So I think you're right in that there was a down period. And we're part of an uptick. You know, we're part of a resurgence of this franchise, and proud to be here.
You know, it's interesting. In Jacksonville, this league now, Jack, you're a defensive guy. It's all about the quarterback. You got to get one. The Raiders have one. For all the players you have, how do you know Derek Carr is a franchise guy? Like, at practice that I don't see, what makes him special?
Well, it's really the entire package. I mean, you need a guy that has the presence, that does things the right way. He does that. I mean, he's a natural leader. He's a tireless worker. So in terms of preparation, I mean, if your quarterback has to be that kind of guy, you know, first in, last to leave. He can throw the football. He can put it where he wants to put it. And so, you know, the accuracy obviously is important. I think being smart and tough, you know, being able to read defenses and get you out of bad plays into good plays and do things like that at the line. That's huge. He can do all those things. So, you know, as you go down the checklist, he checks a lot of those boxes, and, you know, he's a young player that's only going to get better. He took a significant step forward last year, and we're looking for another jump, you know, this year as we get ready for this season.
The Rams moved to L.A. There's rumors about the Raiders to Vegas. As a football coach, every football coach I've ever met, Jack, doesn't like a lot of chaos. You guys are creatures of habit, up early, get stuff done, bed early. Would it be disruptive at all if the team didn't move to a different city?
Well, anything that happens in the future will not be a part of what we're doing right now. So, you know, really for us, I mean, we put the blinders on, you know. There's obviously talk and speculation and all that, but we have so much to work on right now, and being a good football team and coming together and all those things. You know, all of my focus is there. I will take a little time to, you know, like slip over to the Coliseum to see, you know, Curry and the Warriors, and maybe even slide down to the Shark Tank and see if the Sharks can get something done down there. Bay Area is where I grew up. I'm proud to be here, and we're here now, and I'm just going to focus on coaching the team.
When you were in Denver with Elway, Elway's become a very good general manager. He built a very old veteran team. You've got a very young team. You know, Jack, so you've coached veterans. You've coached kids. What do you prefer?
Talent. You know, and I think the common denominator, you know, in Denver was that we acquired talent, whether it was free agency or the draft. I think you look at what we're doing here, what Reggie and I have done the last 2 years in terms of turning this roster, we've attacked it on both sides. We've added free agents, and we've drafted, and I think we've drafted well and added free agents that can be impactful. So it's talent. You know, good coaches have good players around them.
You know, a lot of coaches are involved in the draft. As Bill Parcells said, if I'm going to make dinner, I want to go and choose some of the groceries. You guys took Connor Cook in the draft. There was speculation he dropped because of leadership stuff. In the end, it's your football team. You're coaching it. Why go Connor Cook if there were leadership issues?
Well, first of all, we think some of those kind of discussions about the young man maybe are a little bit exaggerated.
the part where there may be some deficiencies, we feel like we can help him. So we have a strong staff. We have, you know, we have a strong room. We're not asking him to come in and be the franchise's face, you know, the face of our franchise. You know, Derek Carr is that. So I think it's a different role, different expectation level. We think he's a fine football player. He's got a bright future. And, you know, we want to make sure that we give ourselves every opportunity to be as strong as we can at all positions. And there's not one more important than the quarterback, as we were talking about earlier. And so making sure that we're strong at that position was something that, that we felt, you know, compelled to make sure we were, you know, taken care of and being you know, responsible to the organization, you know, for the, not only the short term, but the long term as well.
Did you get on the phone with him a little bit, Jack?
You're talking about prior to?
Yeah, did you get on the phone and say, listen, kid, I'm hearing stuff?
No. I mean, that's not, I mean, that's really not part of it. I mean, we do our due diligence. You know, there's a lot of checks and balances. You know, scouts do a lot of digging. All of our position coaches do their work, our coordinators and all that. But, and you know, and Reggie and I, you know, spend a lot of time talking it through. But to me, that's a no-brainer. Some of that stuff is overblown. And it is quite often, you know, this time of year, you know, you talk about young men that are prospects that are coming in. There's not a perfect guy out there. Everybody has some work to do. Most of them have more work to do than they realize. But that's okay. That's what we do as coaches is help these young men develop. And we're excited to have him and the entire class that we were able to get.
You know, before we let you go, there was something that leaked on the internet this week, and I thought it made the Raiders look really good. That like something leaked on Bleacher Report, some website about your scouting profile, and it was amazing. You guys didn't like Tebow, you love Gronk, and I thought, man, the Raiders scouting department was pretty good. They knew what they were doing. If I said to you of this past draft, so now it can be said. If I said to you, Jack, you looked at film of all these guys in this year's class. Who was the best college player you saw, single player?
Yeah, I wouldn't try and put myself out there like that. I have opinions on it, but you know, they're best served, you know, privately with us making decisions and really not for public consumption. I know you'd love for me to go on record and say what that is, Colin. I'd love to help you out there, but there's really no benefit in that for us.
Yeah, I can go fishing. Doesn't mean I'm going to catch every time, Jack. But... Jack Del Rio, Raiders head coach. Appreciate you stopping by, guy. Thanks, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You bet.